You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Respect, responsibility, and relationship are the three themes highlighted by Pope Francis in a message addressed to the Laudato Si and Big Cities Conference taking place in Rio de Janeiro. The three-day event is organized by the Antoni Gaudi Foundation for Big Cities that aims to contribute to the humanization of large urban centers in a world in which a growing 52% of the global population lives in big cities. Pope Francis's encyclical Laudato Si is being used as a focal point of discussion and reference regarding environmental, ethical, and management issues. Respecting creation is one of our core tasks, Pope Francis writes in his strongly worded message to conference participants. And he reaffirms, as he did in his encyclical, to which the Rio Conference is dedicated, that we cannot just remain on the sidelines when we notice a serious degeneration in the quality of the air or an increase in the production of waste that is not adequately disposed of. Situations such as these, the Pope warns, are the result of an irresponsible form of exploitation of creation and demand that we act responsibly for the good of all. Unfortunately, Francis says, what we continue to see can only be described as indifference towards the safekeeping of our common home. The Pope goes on to say that this passivity proves that man has lost his sense of responsibility, and thus it is ever more urgent that governments adopt policies that encourage responsible behaviour for the respect of the environment in which we all live. Focusing his message on three points, respect, responsibility, and relationship, Pope Francis points out that respect for creation is a duty we also have towards future generations, and he says that we must teach and pass on the need to care for the planet. In his message, he also emphasizes the importance of access to clean water that, he recalls, is a fundamental right that must be guaranteed to all. The Pope finally shines the light on the importance of human relationships that in big cities, he says, appear to be getting more and more difficult. Sometimes people become closed in and live not trusting their neighbour. This mistrust, Francis says, produces isolation that in turn generates poverty. That is why, he concludes, a joint political, educational and religious effort is needed to create human relationships that break down the walls that marginalize people. I'm Linda Bordoni.